Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. We are still investigating the speech which Representative Ilhan Omar has given to the Muslim Jihadi care of Los Angeles, California. And by the way, just to remind you, the reason we are covering that speech in our study is because in our original study, we were investigating the lies of Professor Todd Green, who claimed that there is a great problem in America, which is the spreading of Islamophobia. In his speech, he claimed that Representative Ilhan Omar was the victim of Islamophobia in America. And when it came to her statement, which she made concerning the September 11, some people did something. Professor Todd Green claimed that her statement was taken out of context because of the bigotry of the Republicans and President Trump. That's why we decided to cover the entire speech of Representative Omar. And so far, we have seen that she is simply a woman who hates America, the Jews, and the Christians. And she is here to bring chaos in America. This is not my words. That is exactly what she said in her speech, as you have followed me so far. Well, let's continue with a little bit more of the speech of Representative Omar, which, by the way, nobody talked about. All these things I'm sharing with you, ladies and gentlemen, not one media ever talked about it, even though I know they all have the speech because it's available online. All what they picked out of the speech is her statement. Some people did something talking about September 11, and that's all that we know about her speech. But nobody ever investigated Representative Ilhan Omar's entire speech, as I am doing right now with you, by breaking his speech to one paragraph at a time to talk about what really Representative Omar thinks of us in America and what she really is encouraging the Muslim believers to do in America. Yes, indeed. As we have heard in our last broadcast, as she stated, it's very simple. Raise hell and make Americans uncomfortable. Have anybody talked about that before? No. Will anybody talk about it after me? Still the answer, no. But let us listen to a little bit more of the wonderful speech of Representative Omar. That is when she said,
because here's the truth. Here's the truth. Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being a second-class citizen. And frankly, I'm tired of it. And every single Muslim in this country should be tired of it. CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties. So you can't just say that today someone is looking at me strange, that I am going to try to make myself look pleasant. You have to say, this person is looking at me strange. I am not comfortable with it. I am going to go talk to them and ask them why, because that is the right you have.
Now, my friends, we come to see the context of her statement. Some people did something. You see, that statement was only used by some in the media to say that Ilhan Omar crossed the line to belittle the victims of September 11 or to praise the jihadi of September 11. But now, when we listen to that statement within the context, we know exactly what she's talking about. Let me remind you, before that statement, some people did something. She asked the people to do what? To raise hell, to make people uncomfortable. Which people? The American people. Which people? The people who opened their country for her and for the Muslims to come and to be set free from the savage Muslims where she used to live in Somalia or somewhere else around the Muslim world. Saudi Arabia did not take Ilhan Omar to give her a better life in Saudi Arabia, but the infidels Americans did so. They will not accept one Muslim Somali to their borders, but we, the Americans, do so. Why? Because we are ignorant of Islam. You see, the Saudis know how much damage the Muslim Somali will do to their country. Or as some Muslim Somali said to me, the Saudi Arabians are racist and they don't like black people. But we, the American people, love the Muslim people. And because we're ignorant of Islam, we continue to bring them to America. Not in the thousands, but in the hundreds of thousands every year. But even though we do that, that is not enough for Representative Ilhan Omar. And here is the truth, she said, because here is the truth. What is the truth, Representative Omar? Here is the truth. Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being second-class citizen. In America, Muslims in America are treated as a second-class citizen. Said who? Representative Omar, why don't you go to Saudi Arabia and see how they will treat you as a black woman? Nothing more or less than a slave. What Muslim in America has been treated as a slave? You are representative of the Congress, madam, and you're telling me that you're treated as second-class citizen? If that's true, then how in the world did you get this office where you're working at? Listen carefully to her words. She said, and frankly, I am tired of it. Wow. You're tired of being in a job you cannot get in any of the 57 Muslim countries, including your own home country? I'm tired of it. And every single Muslim in this country should be tired of it too. I'm sorry to tell you, Representative Omar, you should go back to your country once again and spend a day, not a week or a month. Just go live in Somalia for a day so you can appreciate being in America. And because you're not an American in your heart, that's why you don't feel comfortable here and you feel like you're a second-class citizen. I am proud to be an American, but you're not. And you hate this country. That's why you want the Muslims in America to raise hell to make the American people uncomfortable. For what? Because we did not allow you to have your 15-minute breaks with your prayer rugs to pray towards Mecca? And because we're not going to change America to appease you and change our laws to please you? Now listen about CARE. Representative Omar said CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties. Here is the most powerful statement in which why we investigated the entire speech for the American people to know exactly who Representative Ilhan Omar is, who was appointed to that office as the 5th District Representative by CARE. The Muslim jihadi who celebrates the death of Americans on September 11 every year by shouting Allahu Akbar and giving candy to their children in celebration are the one who put Ilhan Omar in that office. And CARE and Ilhan Omar are telling us we're sick and tired of being a second-class citizen. Why? Because, here we go, they recognize that some people did something. Some Muslim believers killed 3,000 Americans on September 11. And that all of us, the Muslim believers, were starting to lose access to our civil liberty. I don't know what civil liberty access you lost after September 11. Because I believe the only one who is punished after September 11 are the American people. And let me give you an example. I used to fly from the airport and no one had ever asked me to take my belt off or take my shoes off. Nobody ever touched my body to make sure I don't have a bomb on me or I carry some weapon on me. I was free in America. But after September 11, I lost that freedom. I lost that liberty. Do you know why? It's because of your 19 Muslim hijackers did their dirty work for Allah on September 11. All the American people lost their liberty to fly and travel from one state to another freely without being investigated. But because of you, Ilhan Omar, and because of your 19 Muslim believers who are members of CARE or other similar Muslim jihadi organization, because of September 11, American people now must take their shoes off. Now they have to be touched. You know, Representative Omar, if you are right about Muslims in America are treated as second-class citizens after September 11, we should do our investigation in our airports a little bit different. Do you know what I mean by that? We just say Muslims should not be allowed to fly from our airport. Or we should actually say, from now on, we're going to only search the Muslims, not the American people. Not the 80 and 90 years old American people who are on their handicap chairs. But no, you don't see it, Ilhan Omar. You're just mad because we are not completely submissive to you and to the Muslims of the world. We're not giving you America to practice Sharia, Islamic law, which you really, really want to have in America. That is the 5 daily prayers and the halal food and everything else that goes with your Sharia. That's why you complained and said, some people did something. These some people are Muslim believers who obey the words of Allah in the Quran, who obey the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, and those some people did kill 3,000 Americans.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
And you know what I think of, Representative Omar? I think we, the American people, will have it even worse than what we have right now. Why? Because we are living with the political correctness to treat people like you, to bring people like you from Somalia to America. How dare you mock the American people for those who died on September 11? And you care less about what Islam teaches. I wish the American leaders, Bush and others, have told the American people the truth about Islam by simply reading the Quran, by simply reading the teachings of Muhammad and the Hadith. In that case, you would not be here in America. In that case, you would not be a congresswoman in the Democrat Party. In that case, America would be free indeed. In that case, you would be treated as who you really are, a Muslim believer who are no more or less than a terrorist. Because that's exactly what Muslim believers are. But the sad thing is, Mr. Bush lied to the American people on that day after some people did something, and he told the American people that Muslims are loving and peaceful, and Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion, and we should not be afraid of the Muslims, and we should not intimidate the Muslims. And the American people believed his lies. And now, 19 years later, you're coming here to teach us that September 11 was about some people did something, and you are sick and tired of the American people, and you are very uncomfortable of it, and you want all Muslims to raise hell and make the American people uncomfortable to get revenge even more than those who were killed on September 11. Representative Omar said that CARE was founded after September 11 to defend the Muslims who are victims in America. How dare you to make that statement when we know that CARE is just an extension to another Muslim jihadi, which is known by the name Hamas. And here, let me share with you a little bit of the history of how CARE came to exist here in America.
The Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, is a Muslim civil liberties advocacy organization similar to the ACLU. It is headquartered on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., and has regional offices nationwide. CARE seeks to present a favorable Islamic perspective to the American public and seeks to empower the American Muslim community and encourage its social and political activism.
So if you want to learn about the propaganda Islam, Islam is love, Islam is peace, and we love U.S. Constitution, and we don't want to have Sharia Islamic law in America, and we are this and we are that, just go attend any of CARE's meetings. These are the people who have the interfaith movement all over all liberal churches. They are using the liberals in America as useful idiots. And that's exactly what CARE is about. They're a bunch of lawyers who are trying to do everything they can to stop people like me from speaking in any public place in America. As a matter of fact, they were able to stop me from speaking in some churches when they went threatened the ministers of the church by letters and by visit. And they literally told the ministers they would protest and they will make the church look real bad from having Islamophobe Usama Dakadok. That is who CARE is. They represent Islam with a propaganda picture, and they stop people like me from telling the truth to the American people. But where and when did CARE start? What are the original groups from which CARE came to exist? That is what we cover in the next slide, so please listen carefully.
CARE was founded in June 1994 by three former officers of the Islamic Association of Palestine, or IAP, Omar Ahmad, Nihad Awad, Rafiq Jaber.
Now we expose the lies of Representative Omar. She said CARE was founded after September 11. September 11 was 2001. Now here we learn that CARE was founded in 1994. That is literally 7 years before September 11. And who is the founder of CARE? Omar Ahmed, Nahed Awad, and Rafiq Jaber. Who are these people? They are ex-Islamic Association of Palestine, which we call them the IAB. So if you want to know who is Nahed Awad and who the founders of CARE are, you need to learn about who is the IAP. Are you ready? Here it is. Listen carefully.
Islamic Association of Palestine, or IAP, was founded in 1981 by Hamas operative Musa Abu Marzouk, deputy chairman of the Hamas Political Bureau.
Now we're talking about the starter, the one who started the IAB, Islamic Association of Palestine. Who are these? These are Hamas leaders. And here, Musa Abu Marzouk is the Hamas leader. And when did he found the IAP, the Islamic Association of Palestine? That was in 1981. And what else do we need to know about Hamas? Are you ready? Here is your last slide.
Hamas, Islamic Resistance Movement. Hamas was founded in 1987 as an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood. Actively seeks destruction of the nation of Israel. The U.S. State Department added Hamas to its list of foreign terrorist organizations.
Now we tie the connection between the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE. Hello, Representative Omar. Did you know this information? Or you were a little girl and you could not remember any of it when you came to America? See, the problem is we're allowing these people to run for office and they get this high prestige and they start talking and spreading lies and they believe. If they tell the lies big enough and keep repeating them, American people will believe them. So we think that CARE is a wonderful organization to defend the Muslims of America, to stop the discomfort of the Muslims of America by being second-class citizens after September 11. No, Representative Omar, CARE was created years and years before you even came to this country, because CARE started by Hamas. And CARE was a new name they gave to the IAP after the Holy Land Foundation trial, from which we know for sure that your CARE is a Muslim jihadi organization. From there, we know for sure, as the U.S. State Department added Hamas to the list of foreign terrorist organizations, CARE is a Muslim jihadi organization. And here is what they wrote by their own hands concerning jihad and the taking over of America.
The process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with what all the word means. The Brotherhood must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging their miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers, so that it is eliminated and Allah's religion is made victorious over all other religions.
This is the CARE Organization of America, whom Representative Omar is speaking for, and who are running their business as a non-profit organization because simply we do not have enough men in this country to speak the truth about Islam and CARE, because we got a bunch of coward politicians throughout this land who will bow down to the Muslims as they don't want to offend them. And on the other hand, here we go, Representative Omar is getting sick and tired of being treated as a second-class citizen. She is sick and tired because she cannot stop 5 times a day and open her prayer rug in the House of Representatives to pray to Allah towards Saudi Arabia. That's exactly what is the problem of Ilhan Omar and the Muslims of America. If you will not give us our free will to practice Sharia fully in America, then we are persecuted. Then we are being uncomfortable, and we're gonna raise hell, and we're gonna make you American people uncomfortable if you don't give us what we demand. These are not my words, my friends. These are the words of Representative Ilhan Omar. Go back online and listen to her speech to know where she is going with that speech. Why did she say some people did something? You know what the answer is? It's very simple. It is what Professor Todd Green said. Professor Green said that the Australian imam, remember the Islamophobe imam? I never heard of Islamophobe imam in my life. I don't think there is one, because there is not any Muslim imam who is afraid of Islam. They brag about Islam. But Professor Green told us that that imam of Australia took her video where she made the statement, some people did something, and he edited it, and he actually make it look like being dismissive of the 9/11 attacks. And that is exactly what Ilhan Omar was all about in that speech. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.